This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israel ordered the evacuation of part of a designated humanitarian zone in Gaza on Saturday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the details.
Israel's military has ordered the evacuation of a part of a designated humanitarian zone in Gaza ahead of a planned strike on Khan Yunis. The Saturday evacuation order is in response to rocket fire that Israel says originated from the area. The military said it's planning an operation against Hamas militants in the city, including parts of Muassi, the crowded tent camp in an area where Israel had told thousands of Palestinians to seek refuge throughout the war. The planned strike comes a day before officials from the US, Egypt, Qatar and Israel are scheduled to meet in Italy and discuss the ongoing hostage and ceasefire negotiations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli airstrikes have hit a school being used by displaced Palestinians in central Gaza and killed at least 30 people, including 7 children. 9 people, including at least one child, were critically wounded by a rocket fired from Lebanon that hit a village football pitch in the Israeli-held Golan Heights on Saturday, according to Israeli emergency services. However, a senior official from Lebanon's Hezbollah group told Reuters on Saturday that they were not responsible for the strike. A pro-democracy group said Sudan's rapid support forces killed at least 22 people in an attack on the city of Al-Fashir in western Darfur region on Saturday, though the paramilitary force denied launching an assault. The Al-Fashir Resistance Committee said on Facebook that the RSF had fired artillery shells on markets, hospitals, and apartments in a surge of violence after weeks of stalemate on that front in the country's civil war. For additional stories, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. In a fresh broadside against one of the world's most popular technology companies, the Justice Department has accused TikTok of harnessing the capability to gather bulk information on users based on views on divisive social issues. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The Justice Department's accusing TikTok of harnessing high-tech pathways to gather information about American users based on issues like gun control, abortion, and religion. Government lawyers told the court TikTok and parent company ByteDance in Beijing have used an internal web suite system called Lark to send sensitive data about U.S. subscribers, which is stored and accessible on Chinese servers. A new law may soon ban TikTok in the U.S., with warnings the Chinese government may use this data to shape the content American users receive. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Under a law signed by President Joe Biden in April, the company could face a ban in a few months if it doesn't break ties with ByteDance. The Olympic Games are underway following the opening ceremony on Friday in Paris. AP correspondent Gethin Kulba reports.
Rains in Paris had dampened the mood ahead of the ceremony's start on Friday evening. But as global audiences tuned in, the show's spectacular launch at 7:30 p.m. local time immediately lifted spirits. A humorous short film featured French soccer icon Zinedine Zidane. It was followed by fireworks of French blue, white, and red. Crowds crammed along the River Seine and watching from balconies oohed and awed as Olympic teams began parading in boats along the waterway. Paris organizers had said they expected 6,800 of the 10,500 athletes to attend before embarking on the next 16 days of competition. The games feature 329 events across 32 sports. No official events were held Friday. I'm Gethin Kulba.
Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro faces opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez in Sunday's election. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
Maduro has loosened currency controls and curbed once sky-high inflation, but the economy remains stymied by a fall in oil income and enduring sanctions. Gonzalez has appealed to Venezuelan voters' emotions, telling supporters that a change in government could motivate some of the more than 7.7 million migrants who have left the country to return. Gonzalez said Thursday he trusts the country's military will respect the will of the people. But other members of the opposition and some independent observers have questioned whether the vote will be fair. Maduro has said the country has the world's most transparent electoral system.
That was Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. I'm Christina Menenti.